How to use a Balearic sling. This is the final part of the three-part series on the Balearic sling, and in this video I'm going to cover how I use it, the basics of the slinging technique and variations of it, as well as some considerations and methods that I use in the aim of combining power and accuracy. For this, you'll first need a sling. Perhaps have a look at my previous video detailing how to make a Balearic sling, so you can learn to craft one yourself. Without further ado, the first step is to hold the loop and place it on the middle of the middle finger. Then, trailing the opposite hand down the sling, open the split and place in the projectile. Something safe like a tennis ball is a must if this is new to you. Then, loosely pinch the remaining cord and trail it down until you reach the end of the cord, which is gripped between the thumb and index finger, as well as the remaining others. You know if the right amount of the cord is gripped if the ball is sitting nicely in the middle. Then, standing sideways to the target, rotate the sling in front of you. By moving your hand, the sling can then be rotated further back so that the elbow is in line with the shoulder. From this position, the hand can be lowered for an underhand throw, raised for an overhand throw, or kept in the middle for a sidearm throw. To commence, as the sling comes around, drive the hand forwards towards the target and let it go. Try not to think about releasing the sling, rather let it happen instinctively, like throwing the ball by hand. The same applies to the variations as well. Overhand, which is released above horizontal, comes down onto the target, making it well suited for ground or downhill shots. Underhand, which is released below horizontal, comes up onto the target. This makes it well suited for aerial or lob shots. Finally, we have sidearm, which is released horizontally. It's a versatile style and is a bit of both worlds, in that it's good for shots a little high or low. All three of these variations work well for eye-level targets, and a lot of it is preference. But can any of these be accurate? Sling accuracy is one of the most misunderstood topics and boils down to several factors other than skill. While mindful practice and dedication will undoubtedly make you a more precise slinger, something as simple as using consistent ammo will increase precision very significantly. Imagine shooting a bow, but every arrow was a different weight, shape, and stiffness. Now we know the bow is not an inaccurate weapon, yet in that context, it comparatively would be. That is why, for most accurate and precise shooting, sling projectiles must be of good weight, shape, and be as consistent as possible. Next is the bullet spin release. A sling can shoot elongated projectiles aerodynamically if placed in the pouch perpendicular to the cords. Released point first, the projectile is given spin stabilization as it leaves the sling. Akin to a bullet from a rifle, the projectile will then fly further and closer to the point of aim. Another factor is sling adjustment. Constant swapping between different slings makes it difficult to learn the ins and outs of how a particular sling behaves, and can also interfere with consistency training. Every sling requires some time to adjust to. Last, but not least, is focus. Part of the reason why we are more accurate trying to hit dynamic targets is because they make us focus. More effort is needed to focus when performing consecutive shots on a static 2D target. That is why, when I do so, I try to think about driving my sling hand to the middle of the target for every throw. It is believed by some that power decreases accuracy. However, I think this is only partly true. Correctly executed, maximum power is not maximum effort. In fact, it's far from it. Increasing your power must start with improving technique. Trying to force a throw will only lead to injury, not higher speeds. Keep the muscles loose and let the power come from the transfer of force starting from the back leg through the torso to the arm. The kinetic chain should make the throwing motion feel like a whip. Another thing you want to be aware of if you want to increase your velocity and power is to try and optimize the length of your power stroke and application of force. The sooner you can begin accelerating the sling in the final rotation, the more distance it has to gain speed before release. With practice, the timing and technique can be improved to maximize the transfer of energy from your body into the sling. These are at least some of my findings that have helped me in my own journey to become a better slinger. Remember that the more we learn and share this skill, the more we shall understand what the sling is truly capable of. This will also deepen our comprehension of what the best ancient slingers could have achieved. Their legendary reputation, after all, is the greatest testament to their ability. For more content on slings and other exciting historical arms and experiments, stay tuned, as there's lots more to come.